Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Is there Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us. There is a national organization of auxiliary police units.
Certainly is, Phil, and we are certainly aligning ourselves with the National Association of Auxiliary Police Units in our Operation Come Rain or Shine, which is because of the weather.
Now, this has to do with the inclement weather we've had across the country.
It has to do with the inclement weather and the driving, that's going on out there. There's been snow flurries and blizzard conditions in the Midwest here in Los Angeles. There's also been considerable rain. And we are advising people to drive carefully, but we also want people to keep in mind Operation Come Rain or Shine. And
tell me about that program.
Well, the weather is bad, but it is a reminder to people who are... You've got two kinds of drivers on the road. You've got people who can drive on freeways and expressways and toll roads and this kind of deal. And there are people who are not capable, really, of driving at a maximum rated speed, the kind of speed that's required to drive on an interstate. This is exacerbated, if you will, Phil, or is shown most clearly during a bad weather that we've had. A lot of people get a little scared or skittish in bad weather while people are hitting their hazard lights. We gave an example in the Midwest where they had some snow flurries and blizzard conditions recently. I have never lived in the snow. I grew up in the California area, but actually I grew up in the Pennsylvania area and moved to California very early. But I can tell you that I could drive in blizzard conditions at 65, 70 miles an hour with no problem.
Well, in the blizzard condition? I mean, you're talking about ice on the road.
No, I know about ice on the road. I know all these things that people tell you about. The people who are telling you that are individuals who are probably a little bit nervous about driving. So what we're simply saying is, do us all a favor if you're one of these kind of drivers. Take a surface street. Better yet, take public transportation. And do us all a favor because we're trying to get from point A to point B.
Well, but we're talking about weather conditions. Like you mentioned here in California, in Los Angeles, I came to work tonight. It was coming down in buckets. It has been the last few days. The Midwest has had snow and ice. These are unsafe road conditions, aren't they?
Well, we advise caution, but you need to understand, in law enforcement, we also recognize there is an element of motorists that is overly cautious. We call them, in our line of business, we call them the gutless wonders or the losers. They're out on the thing.
You call them gutless wonders?
Well, we do because you've got a lot of people out there. Phil, just hear me out if you would. You got a lot of people out there.
Are we talking about people that are going too slow?
No. If you just listen, we have a lot of people out there when as soon as the rain starts falling, they're hitting their hazard lights, they're slowing down and
but should we not slow down?
We should drive in a manner that is going to keep the roads uncongested. That's the way we should drive. The minute you slow down during a snowstorm, the minute you slow down during rain, I'm not saying don't be safe, but remember the speed limit is 55 in most states, and you are allowed up to 10 miles per hour over now. Now, you got a rainstorm like I had here in Los Angeles this afternoon. You're going to be able to drive 55 to 60 miles an hour. We're talking about 60 miles an hour. That's safe for a motorist who's experienced on a roadway.
All right, look, I just bought a new car, and I don't want to say what kind, but it's an automobile that can operate in this kind of weather. I was doing 60. The speed limit on the Ventura Freeway is 65. I was doing 65 with no problem. I can understand people who have older cars.
No, it's not about the older. It's the motorist who is just hanging on by his fingernails out there really causes a problem when rain begins to fall, snowfall, that kind of a deal. Because suddenly we are faced with the fact that these people have got no business operating on an interstate or a freeway. And the gutless wanderer is an individual we're trying to do something about. That's what Operation Rain or Shine is about, where we could get up. And tailgating is illegal, but in this instance it is... as law enforcement, we try to do.
Well, my understanding is you tailgate these people, right?
What we do is we will get up behind anyone that is doing an exceedingly slow rate of speed out on the freeway, get in behind them, make our presence known, and stay in behind them as they drift over from one lane to the next. The first thing we're trying to do is get them to move over, and we will stay in behind them until they get over to the far right lane.
All right, we're talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about Operation Rain or Shine. This is a This is a, I've never heard of this before, where you are trying to point out that the main reason we have bad traffic in blizzard and rain conditions is not because of the weather.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing to understand, Phil, if you're not law enforcement.
Well, but you're saying it's not because of the weather. It's because of the drivers who can't operate in the weather.
Absolutely. That's the best way to put it. What we simply mean about driving with caution is when we say that we mean if the weather's inclement, it's raining, be careful, but also don't go in this. You know, you don't want to find yourself in gutless wonder territory where when it starts raining, you're creeping along at 55. The law allows you up to 10 miles an hour over the speed limit.
And this term gutless wonder, is that what you really call people who are slowing down?
Anyone that slows down to the point where you're impeding traffic, absolutely. And it's not a personal call. We call them a soccer mom, call them gutless wonder, kind of loser, two-time loser, this kind of thing.
And what do you mean soccer mom?
Because of the propensity of all these people to drive like they're, you know, a woman, you know, in a van, and that kind of situation.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, our number here, as we're talking about driving in inclement weather with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Come Rain or Shine is being, this program is being endorsed by, you say, the National Association of Auxiliary Police Units. Can you tell me a little bit about that organization?
Citizens Auxiliary Police is a volunteer police organization. We were to assist the police and to sort of peek over the shoulder of police to make sure we're doing all the stuff that they do. And what we're trying to really do, Phil, is just simply say to with the auxiliary police units, we're trying to say to people, we've got a weather situation here in the United States right now. It's very inclement. It's bad. But my son likes to say, you know, why do you want to fag out? And I don't mean to use that word.
Well, I'd rather that you're not.
Well, I don't mean to use that word, but what it means is if you get out in the weather that's bad and you start driving like you're some grandmother, that's going to cause more problems, is what I'm trying to say, than the kind of going too fast. If you really care about the hazardous conditions on our roads, you're not going to slow down to the point where you are impeding traffic behind you. You're going to keep moving along at a good clip. You're going to keep moving along at probably 55, 60 miles an hour. And what we do is we pull our police cruiser or we pull our substation wagon in behind any vehicle that is moving at a slower rate of speed than necessary, and we will get up behind them, tuck ourselves up in right, good and tight behind them, and encourage them along to a higher rate of speed so that the traffic behind them does not get slowed up.
But you're talking about tailgating, okay? You're talking about something that is illegal.
It is illegal, yes, for other motorists. We're Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're auxiliary police unit. We know what we're doing.
If you're tailgating somebody in a high rain situation, the heavy rain like we had here, or say you're out on ice, you're out in the middle of snow, you're driving and you're tailgating someone.
What you're doing, Phil? Yeah, it's dangerous. What you're saying is dangerous?
Yes. Isn't it even for you guys?
No, what we're doing, Citizens Auxiliary Police, we're doing is, yeah, for the average person, I got to tell you something, Phil. I went out here to the racing lessons. A guy gave me a racing lesson one time out here in Riverside. So we know what we're doing, and we've driven a lot. You know, I don't want to say, but I know what I'm doing. And so I've used a lot of Sega games, this kind of thing. We get up, tuck ourselves in right tight behind a motorist, and get them to move over. Because what's going on out there right now, Phil, a lot of people are getting upset with how slow people are going. We're trying to get them to move faster.
Well, I'm telling you, it sounds unsafe to me.
It's unsafe for these people to be on the road.
Well, a gutless wonder is what you call someone who should not be operating their vehicle on a freeway.
Absolutely. These people cannot drive 65, and one of the things they could do is do the whole world a favor, and that's keep their car off the freeway, take public transportation. And one other thing I want to mention, Phil. These people, by the nature of the way they drive on a freeway, betray the kind of person that they are. And it might be just best for a lot of these people, and I don't mean to be rude or anything, for them to just stay home in the morning, because if that's the way they drive in a situation that necessitates some independent thinking, what kind of a job are they doing at work? See, that's something to think about. I mentioned that to Major Elvis Newton. He said, that's, you know, he commended me for that. He said, that's, if these people are driving out there like a soccer mom or a two-time loser, what kind of job are they doing at their job?
Well,
I'm hooking the two together, yeah.
You're hooking that person's tendency to slow down in inclement weather with being a loser on the job?
I think there's something to kind of hook the two together, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show as we speak with Jay Sandus of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Operation Come Rain or Shine, they have vehicles out there that if you are going too slow in this inclement weather that we've had across the country, they don't call it tailgating. They are tucking themselves up behind you, encouraging you to either move faster or to get over to the far right lane. To me, it sounds dangerous, especially on ice or in the kind of rain that we've had in California on the West Coast that's just driving rain. But Mr. Sandus and the Allied Auxiliary organizations believe the worst threat out there right now are people going too slow in this traffic and in this weather and slowing people up behind them and clogging everything up. 1-800-449-8686. I've lived in the snow just briefly. Mr. Sandus has never lived in ice and snow, but he claims that there's no reason why you can't do a good clip of 65 or 70 on ice if you know what you're doing. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We just want to take a peek over the shoulder of the police. That's all, a slow peek. Kind of a peek-a-boo. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm just saying that it's safer.
Well, Phil, I think something needs to be brought into play.
All right, we're back on the air. 1-800-449-8686. I'm with Jay Sandus of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm saying, Jay, that it is safer, we are told by everyone, from law enforcement all the way on down the line, that it is safer to drive slower in inclement weather.
Phil, I think what you hear from law enforcement and what they sort of say behind the average motorist back is a little bit something different. I'm auxiliary police. I go over here to the Los Angeles Sheriff's substation. I have coffee a lot of times in the morning and talk to a lot of the police officers there. And, yeah, it's my opinion that they may say that, but behind your back, the police are saying basically, you haven't got the guts to drive at a speed that is going to keep the... Look at,
what do you mean haven't got the guts? We're always told...
No, hold on for a minute. The reason why the average person who slows down in rain and snow is not because they haven't got the guts to drive at the regular speed and to operate their motor vehicle in the prescribed manner. They're going to get home just fine. But they all of a sudden they turn godless wonder. And they play the godless wonder and they don't want to go out.
It's called being safe. If you've got a van, if I got a van full of kids, okay.
That is what the propaganda. But as soon as the rain starts to fall or the snow starts coming down or you get a little bit of black ice and you go, oh, I better slow up. See, all of a sudden, you're getting a big yellow stripe down your back. And
well, what difference does it make if I got a yellow stripe down my back? Don't I want to get home alive?
You have a better chance of getting home alive, continuing on at a higher rate of speed, keeping the traffic behind you unclogged and free moving so that everyone is in a better attitude, a better frame of mind. They're moving along. They get home, they're not angry, they get home safe. Instead of you slowing up, what do you do to me and I'm behind you? Now you're making me upset, I'm getting angry, and I'm not thinking about necessarily kissing my wife and kids. I'm thinking about doing something to you that I'm not going to want, that I would never want to do if I was normal. But you're going to make me... So what I'm trying to say is...
What are you talking about, violence?
I'm just saying, Citizens Auxiliary Police trying to move the gutless wind. Safer if you hydroplane at a high speed. Safer if you hydroplane at a high speed because if you have control of that vehicle, you are moving a faster clip and it's congestion not bad.
Well,
That's because of my law enforcement experience.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Karen, go ahead. Yes, Karen, go ahead.
Oh, yes.
Need to turn your radio down, too.
Okay. Yes, I was really upset about what you said because I have my grandchild in the car and sometimes I can't see when it's raining real well.
Yes,
and I'm not going to speed up.
This is Jay Sandus. Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. What did you want to talk about?
Well, I'm upset because you want me to drive when I can't see. I'm a grandmother, and I can't see real well when it's raining, and I'm not going to drive faster than I can.
I
you know, then.
But let me. I want to tell you a little something. If you look to the right of the steering column, generally on the right of the steering column, there's a little switch there called windshield wiper.
Yes, yes. I know that.
That ought to solve your problems.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying she's not turning on the windshield wiper?
I have the windshield
wipers on.
Well,
what do you mean you can't? I don't understand what you mean you can't see.
I'm saying that you're telling me to drive faster with my grandson on his car than I can.
Do you have fog lamps?
No, I don't have my... No.
You need fog lamps?
About,
you need to have your windshield wipers on? A lot of people forget that.
Yeah, no, I have my windshield wipers on, but if I can't see, then I'm not going to... tailgate the person in front of me.
Let me tell Karen. Speak for you, Karen, if I might.
Okay.
The rain can come down so hard as it did this afternoon in our city that you can't see, Jay. I mean, especially if you're getting the spray.
If you're experiencing drive, Phil, I'm not talking about driving on a surface street. I'm talking about driving on a freeway. If you're experienced driving freeway speeds, you're able to negotiate whether it's the tail wash of the car in front of you or the rapidity of the rainfall upon your windshield. You need to equip your vehicle properly, or you could receive a citation, Karen. I think right now what you're doing is you're endangering the life of your grandchild because you're not using your windshield wipers.
I have my windshield wiper and my lights on. But I'm not going to speed when I can't
see. You're familiar with where the windshield wiper is, correct?
Yes.
Right, yes, I do know. Yes, yes. No, now, come on.
All right, well, but I don't understand. So,
Excuse me. Who is the auxiliary police anyway?
I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police, man. We operate out of South Bay, California.
They're a volunteer police agency.
Wait, yeah, but how old are you, though? The auxiliary police? No, they're old people.
No, ma'am. I'm 36 years old. I operate with some Bill Wyckoff and his wife.
No. The auxiliary police are old people who are retired and can't see themselves when they're driving.
Well,
yeah.
That would include you, I guess, because you can't see when you're driving. See?
Yeah, I know.
So
don't tell me to speed up because I'm not going to.
Here's my advice for you, Karen. To save the life of that grandchild of yours, because if you kill that kid, there's going to be hell to pay. Stay off the freeway. That's what I'm trying to say.
So, in other words, what you're saying is, if it's raining really hard and we can't see, we don't belong on a freeway.
Some people do not belong on a freeway, exactly.
Well, I can see, but I'm not going to speed.
All right, try a surface street or something like that.
No,
you know, they got nice red lights.
They said you can go the regular speed according to safety.
If I come up on you on the fast lane and you're going 55 and you're dogging it.
No, I'm not going to go on the fast lane.
Well, you're going to go.
See, if she's way over to the right.
Oh, she's over to the right. I got no problem with her. You and I don't have a problem. Okay, don't have a problem then.
Okay, right. Good.
Karen, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Bob. Bob?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My name is Bob, and I drive, I've been driving trucks for about 25 years now, and 15 of them I was with Consolidated Freightways pulling doubles. And I can't believe that you represent a police officer saying it's okay to drive fast in the snow and rain. I just can't believe that.
No, I'm just saying, Bob, you're a professional driver, and my hat's off to the truckers of America. They bring our freight back and forth across this great country of ours. And let me just first of all say on behalf of all consumers how grateful we are for the great job that you men in the Teamster business, trucking business, do. Having said that, Bob, you know as well as I do, and you can say what you want on the radio because maybe you've got people listening and you don't want to upset them, but you know that you can drive on black ice doing a good 60-mile-per-hour clip. And
I tell you what, I'm going to drive on black ice doing 60 miles an hour, there's something wrong with me. Because when you're driving over a certain speed, you're out of control.
That is true.
If you don't have any control. And I would cherish seeing a person that's out there scared than somebody that's out there thinking they know everything in these four-wheel drive vehicles.
Well, but if you're scared, what you call, we in law enforcement call the gutless wonder or the two-time loser, you know, you're going to be one of these people. But you're a professional truck driver. You do as well as I do. You could do a good 60, 75 on black ice.
Wait a minute. Black ice is when it's iced up and you can't see it. Is that right, Bob?
That's correct.
You can't see the ice.
Okay.
That's correct.
And all of a sudden, I'm hauling ass along a highway, and I hit black ice. In other words, I hit a strip of roadway where I can't see the ice. And you're saying I...
The worry that you do about, oh, my God, I'm going to hit black ice. Oh, my God. Now you're slowing down. What's that do? Backs up the car behind you. Now you're getting me pissed off.
Let me tell you, you know, I don't care about the car behind me. I care about myself.
Well, that's
I care
the
about me not hurting anybody else. That's what I care about.
At a higher rate of speed,
anybody behind me cannot harm
Bob,
me.
Bob, can you tell me, have you ever gone ice skating?
No.
The vehicle operates the same way an ice skate does. It glides across the ice at a high rate of speed. You get out on the other side, you come out smelling like a rose. You gotta drive the way you drive, you're gonna wind up on a board slab.
You know,
a slab.
Maybe your vehicle drives like that, but everybody else's vehicle don't drive like that. Everybody else can't
this is what I'm talking about.
All right, listen, I gotta take a break here, Bob. Thank you very much. Your car's gonna glide across
at the proper rate of speed, you have to tell. It's the people going too slow in inclement weather gonna kill people.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on with us. And in the inclement weather across the country that we've had, rain on the West Coast, snow and ice on in the Midwest and the East and in parts of the South, the Citizens Auxiliary Police and other auxiliary police units, and I want to be clear that you guys are volunteer. You're not even associated with real police departments, are you?
Well, I think that's unnecessary. Well, I don't know what you're trying.
Well, I don't want people to think that you guys are official cops.
Mr. Henry, we are fully uniformed. We wear an identifying blue armband. I don't know where you're going with that, but
can you arrest people?
We have arrest power. Yes, sir, we do.
How? I mean,
well, the Constitution gives us citizens arrest power. That's technically arrest power.
All right, let me get back to what you were saying about. During this inclement weather, people need to get moving faster so as to keep the congestion at a minimum. That's going to save more lives. Now, I'm going to talk to you a little bit here about Emil Huntzinger and his wife, Emily. You know the Huntzinger story?
I absolutely do, Phil, and it was a tragedy, and we are, every mistake that we make, we certainly kind of make a tip of the cap to those people who taught us something.
All right, well, this was an elderly couple on Interstate 5 last winter. During some snowfall up there where they had ice on the road, they were traveling in the far left lane at a rate of 60 miles per hour.
And the record shows the speed limit up there is 70 miles an hour.
Okay. Two of your officers in their what you guys call your cruiser, which I believe is a suburban van with a metal sign on the side, right? A magnet sign?
This is beside the point. Phil.
Okay, well, they're in a suburban van with a magnet sign that says Citizens Auxiliary Police. Get up behind this couple, start tailgating them and pushing them at a higher rate of speed. The Highway Patrol said that when they came upon the accident scene that the bodies could only be identified through dental records.
There had been a fire, and I want to say at this time that we were stunned and we were saddened, and if I could have that to do all over again, I would have said to the couple, we take responsibility, yes, but I don't think it's fair to make us take all the responsibility. If they had not been out there screwing the pooch out there, what have you.
You say the two people killed in a fiery crash were screwing the pooch.
I'm saying that Mr. Huntzinger was an elderly gentleman who, if he would have kept up the rate of speed, it would not have forced my sub-commanders into doing what they did. But however, it is tragic. We are sorry. We do take part of the blame.
They couldn't identify the people, but with dental records.
Okay, that is not our fault. I mean, the car exploded. You can't say that.
Well, they forced them at such a high rate of speed, they went off the grapevine up there.
I understand that. A car going to blow up. Cars have fuel in them, Mr. Henry. Going to blow.
1-800-449-8686. Jared, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just want to make a couple comments. Talking about driving fast on ice and snow, I've been in 3 accidents so far driving on ice and snow at the posted speed limit.
Right.
And was not doing anything except for going straight down the road and went into a flat spin because it was absolutely too slick to even be traveling on the road.
Are you
advocating?
Well, are you familiar with how to drive on a freeway or on a expressway?
I am very familiar.
Well, that obviously you're not because of what happened.
Oh.
So, I mean, look. Mr. Henry, how many, you said you lived in the Stowe, right?
I lived in Minnesota for a year, yeah.
How many accidents?
I didn't have any.
Now, here's a guy from California who didn't have any, and you're out there and you're spinning around.
No, I'm sorry, I'm from the Midwest.
All right, see, but Mr. Henry's from California, he didn't have not one accident out there in the Midwest.
Okay, I was only there
for a year. Okay, I mean, if I lived there for 20 years or something, I'm sure I would have had more than one.
I'm just saying, Jared, before you get behind the wheel of a car and you're going to go out on a freeway, do a gut check. Am I able to do this? Can I? Am I afraid? Am I scared?
No, I'm not scared.
You might be scared, and you might not be admitting it to yourself.
I'm far from scared. I'll promise you that. But it's just, when it's too slick, there's no point in going fast. You're going to injure someone. Like the story I just heard, that's ridiculous, and that's what I've seen happen. I just traveled through the blizzard conditions.
Are you talking about the Hunsinger
numerous
cup?
Cars. I saw numerous cars off the side of the road. People who were doing the speed limit in front of me went into a flat spin.
Yeah, but a lot of these people are the gutless wonder types. They shouldn't be on a freeway. The Hunsinger couple, God bless them. I'm very sorry what happened. We do take some partial responsibility. They had no business being out on a freeway, and they wind up to charred skeletons. Why? Because of me? Totally.
Then what gives you the response? What gives you the right to be on the freeway if they didn't need to be out there?
Because we know how to drive on a freeway.
And what makes you think you know how to drive on a freeway?
I'm not dead. Thank you. God.
All right, that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much, Jared. 1-800-449-8. There's a lot of people that are not dead from driving on a freeway.
Well, if they're one of these gutless wonders that slows down every time God tinkles a little bit on Earth, then, brother, they're going to wind up like the Hunsinger couple. Not so much buried as swept into a hole. And I'm sorry to put it that way, Phil.
Yeah, that's real classy, man. Don, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Don?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm 65 years old, and I've drove on icy roads for the last 55 years.
Here we go.
And this fellow that's trying to tell me that he's going to drive up behind me and get mad because I'm driving too slow on icy conditions when you can't see and you can't, and it's slick, he shouldn't have a driver's license. He shouldn't even be on the highway. And he's trying to tell me that he's some kind of a would-be cop.
Wait a minute.
Got brains enough to pour piss out of a boot.
Well, that means, pour tinkle out of a boot? Is there, what I'm
No, but I, first of all, Don, your name's Don?
You're right.
Let me get another gentleman on the line here, too, because we don't have a lot more time. I want to get another caller on with Don. Lloyd, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Don, you're on with Lloyd.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Lloyd. Yes.
Do I speak or...
Well, Don, you finish your comments.
What, are you going to double-team me? Or?
I just want to hear what these two men have to say because we have to move on. Go ahead, Don.
Okay. Well, this man's trying to tell me I should drive 60 miles an hour on black ice.
Well, look, you know, you're going out there and you're keeping everybody behind you from going
out there. If everybody's driving over 60 miles an hour on black ice, they either don't have brains in their head or they don't know anything about driving.
Hey,
they've come out of the sunny south somewhere and they've never been on the road.
Well, you must live so far north that they don't even have any telecommunications. Satellite doesn't even reach up there.
That's right.
I want to jump in.
We're very fortunate. We don't have half what's like you trying to tell us they're cops and they're going to write tickets and we should be run off the road.
Sir, I wear a blue armband with a pith helmet. We have a fully identified uniform. And
this man is saying he doesn't want you tailgating him while he's trying to control his car over an icy stretch of highway. And
let me jump in if I could, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead, Lloyd.
This guy comes up behind me and tries to tailgate. I got 25,000 pounds of recreational vehicle that I operate between Los Angeles and Portland, Oregon, once a year. And you come up behind me with your pretend police makeup and your costume, and I'll pull the vehicle over so you can write me your little pretend ticket, and well, I'll have a 9-iron with me from my golf bag. And when I get done working on you, it'll be an eagle shot. What do you think about that?
That's very colorful. The fact of the matter is,
what do you think about that, Don?
I think that's a beautiful idea. I was thinking a little stronger, but I'll agree with you.
Well, you could get a Louisville Slugger, 32 ounce.
Okay, so in other words, you guys would beat the hell out of him.
Well, at that time, I'd have to drop both of you gentlemen. You're both elderly. It wouldn't be that hard.
You sound like a little Hitler.
You two guys are what we call the old coot hazard. You both shouldn't be driving anyway. You should both be watching Matlock and just
Get out of here. Get out of here. Hey, listen, buddy, you try to tailgate me on black ice, and the only charred remains they'll find that day will have a pith helmet on top of it.
7-8.
That's harsh.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called police, state troopers, militia, the rangers.
Or the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our
pile of ash with a pith helmet on it.
You're going to set fire to me and everything?
I think that's what he's saying, man.